escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
My butt kicked yesterday in a race. I should say same as it ever was. See how I crossed that?
It's good work right there.
Yeah.
Same talking bands. Heads knowledge right there.
My house got burned down yesterday. My running house, that is. John, that was ugly, wasn't it, man? I mean, it was horrendous.
Yeah, it was really bad. not even close. Nah. Not even in the same. Like, the problem was if you were. I ran into this as I'm trying to video you and Jack running.
Yep.
There was no same screen. That you guys had run. You were distant enough that it was impossible to get you together at the same time on this tiny indoor 200-meter track.
That's incredible.
So I wonder how you extract confidence from that experience.
I don't extract confidence from that experience. I extract some concern because I think Jack has a quicker first step, quicker second step, and a quicker third step.
And he's bigger.
Well, yeah, we'll see if he uses that. But look,
younger,
my hope in basketball is that
faster,
I'm more skilled.
Better shape.
I may be more skilled. I mean, look, I can't say that I am because I've never seen Jack play basketball. I tend to think I'm more skilled just because look at the guy. But, you know, we'll find out. I told you, look, you guys know I said from the beginning, I got to win one of the first two. I said I would. I did. I said I would win tennis. I did. I said I would lose running. I did. I said I'd win in the end by winning basketball. I mean, we're on track. You can't.
Were you sad to disappoint my daughter, who said she was rooting for you yesterday?
I appreciate
watching
that.
You run. She was like, I wanted Joe to win. That's what she said.
Why doesn't she want Uncle Jack to win?
I don't know.
She really
was into Joe yesterday.
I hope Jack knows this. That's all I'm going to say.
She was holding the ribbon thing at the end. She was helping Ava hold the ribbon thing.
That's
very
so
cute.
Funny. Yeah. Eagles Radiothon, it rolls on through 5 o'clock tomorrow, all to raise proceeds for the Eagles Autism Foundation. But a lot of ways you can get involved. Here's another way you can get involved, the T-shirt. So you can just get a T-shirt by a $30 donation. So we got all these items. Some of them are thousands and thousands of dollars, and we want you to bid on them. Super Bowl experience, to golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce, all great stuff. But there's also let's bring it way down to a lower level that's much more reasonable for many people from a price standpoint. $30 donation will get you the Eagles Radiothon T-shirt, which was designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship.
Limited edition,
Exactly. Special
design by those two guys, the back end of this defense.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Very cool.
This is just a brainchild of the regular safeties.
Yeah.
When we're in regular base defense right now, those are the safeties at the back end, sometimes in some personnel
groups.
That's
right. So get that if you can at eaglesradiothon.com. And also you can support the foundation and the Autism Foundation, that is, and the Radiothon by texting the word morning. Text the word morning to 53209. So text MORNING to 53209 if you want to make a direct donation. We would certainly encourage you to do that as well. 100% of donations are invested into innovative autism research and care programs. Once again, text the word MORNING to 53209. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. It's going to be a busy and bonkers 9 o'clock hour with both Lane Johnson on at 9 and Brandon Graham on at 9:30. Now, speaking of being on the show, Jason Kelce was on the show 2 years ago and many times in between. It was 2 years ago. Devin, were you here this day? Can you remember?
I was here. I remember he, you know, called in, and I don't think anyone caught it at first. And not to take credit, but I feel like I was the one that was like, wait, what did he just say? And then, you know, we found out he broke the relationship.
I think you are taking credit.
We can play the tape.
Okay, we'll play the tape. So backstory is there had been low-level rumblings that maybe Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were going out or knew each other or maybe were interested in each other, maybe. There was no confirmation. Zero.
Right. This was before she was at the Chiefs game, right?
Correct. This was like the week before that.
Yeah.
So let's roll the tape of Jason Kelce. And there was some controversy. Did he say it? Did he say it and then say, I'm just kidding? Some of it even seemed a little inaudible at one point. It was hard to know what exactly he said at the very, very end. I still don't know what he said at the very, very end. Here's Jason Kelce with us 2 years ago in September of 2023. Here's what happened.
By the way, how they doing? How those two doing? How those lump? No, that's all right.
Jason, you know everything
you say gets quoted on these days. You know that, right?
I know. I get it. And that's the way the world works. And Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night. And I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life. And I try to like keep his business
sure.
and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think they're doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes to mountain. I'm joking. I don't really know what's happening. So.
Good for them, Jason. Good for them, man. That's excellent. I heard John's voice jump in, Devin, not yours. I think John realized
way after the call. Like he hung up, and I was like, whoa, did he just say what I think he said? I still have no clue what he said at the end.
I don't either.
I hope they go, I hear, I hope
I think
they
he said
go
I was
a joke, mile.
He was joking, but he obviously wasn't joking.
Yeah.
I think
it's
what he says I was joking.
One of the controversies that ensued, I remember
actually,
this vividly.
Was it true?
Was that this got reported across the world. Like Jason Kelce says that his brother and Taylor Swift are going out. And then other websites are saying, wait a minute, listen to this other little part, hard to hear. What exactly he's saying, but they think he took it back. Like it was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it created incredible confusion.
It did.
And now he's going to be the best man at their wedding. How crazy is that?
All right. He, being Jason, yesterday released some audio, or maybe it was this morning, some audio upon, you know, the news, obviously, that his brother and the most, is she the most famous woman in the world? So the Queen's dead.
Yeah, the Queen's dead. I think probably. I mean,
more than the Kate?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, probably. I mean, like, so who's the most famous person in the world? Is it Trump or Putin? Probably.
Probably those two. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're head of a state. Meaning
a
government.
She's up there, is the point. Like, she's legit one of the most famous people on the planet.
Yeah, she's in Paul McCartney territory. And given that there's so many young people that might not know McCartney, she might even be more famous than McCartney.
She might have passed.
Because I guarantee there's 15-year-olds that don't know who Paul McCartney is.
But know who Swift is. But then there's like 80-year-olds.
It goes both ways. All right. Jason Kelce's audio upon the news that his brother and Tay-Tay are going to be married. Here's what he said.
There is one gigantic piece of new news that just hit the waves. We did record this podcast on Monday, which was Travis's one day off. So he is not here to address this himself, but we felt necessary as a team here at New Heights to get together and send Travis and Taylor a giant congratulations for being engaged. The proposal heard around the world.
That's pretty good, man. That's
cool.
Now, let me just say this. In less noteworthy news around the world, but important news for us yesterday, Jordan Romano and Joe Ross might not ever pitch for the Phillies again.
Only slightly less worldwide news
Yeah. Anyway, congrats to the Swifties and the Kelces and all that stuff.
Did you hear, by the way, how Ed Kelce found out?
No.
Ed Kelsey found out at Eagles practice yesterday.
No, he found out at Eagles public practice.
Eagles public. Oh, that's what it was. Eagles public practice. Okay, yeah. What it was. That's what it was.
So I guess it had the engagement actually happen what earlier, was that, like two weeks ago. But yeah, he told some like local Cleveland station that he found out they FaceTimed him while he was at the link.
That's what it was.
That's good. He could have broken the news.
Right? Could you imagine like walking behind Ed Kelsey and you see he's FaceTiming Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey? That'd be crazy.
That would be a
scoop.
I'm surprised no one saw it.
That would be a scoop. All right, 215-592-9494, eaglesradiothon.com, the website to see all the great auction items and bid on them. Phil's irritating series in New York. Eagles, the season starts in 8 days. Let's get to Gino in Northeast Philly right now. Good morning, Gino.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Gino.
Man, that was pretty rough watching that yesterday, Joe. Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I got to tell you. Yeah. And actually, I was watching it on the YouTube, and within like 10 seconds, I couldn't see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was problematic.
I have to admit, I wish I could give the person credit, but one of the funny YouTube comments, someone said, "Joe, you can't see him on the camera." Which I thought was funny.
Not bad. Not bad.
That is nice.
I'll give it up for that.
Clever.
Anyway, Joe. I still think, I really hope that you win the basketball. I hope that you're a good shooter and you can beat them, because Spike and Jack are insufferable enough already. And if they win this, it's just going to be 10 times worse.
I know. So, listen, I got a lot of responsibility on my shoulder for round five.
I know people think you're insufferable, but you're nowhere near as insufferable as them.
So, I'll take that as a kind of a compliment.
Hmm. Yeah, that was a compliment, I think. I think.
No, it is a compliment, Joe. Sure. It is. But anyway, the Phillies.
It's like a lesser of two evils type thing there.
the Phillies. I've been trying to stay optimistic all year, and like I really have kind of always thought this team's not good enough. But I got to say, I don't think this team's good enough to win the World Series, Joe. And the Mets have been absolutely awful for the last month. Awful. They've won like five games, and they just own the Phillies.
Look, Gina, let me say this, and I feel like I've come back to this so many times this year. When they struggle and we get these types of phone calls. Number one, they can win the World Series. They can. Okay? It doesn't mean they will, but they can. And here's at a basic level why I know they can. And I know Wheeler was part of this, but still, that notwithstanding. They wouldn't have the second best record in the National League, which they still hold, if they couldn't win the World Series. They can win the World Series. They have to play better in the crucible of this thing in October.
And
obviously, and I made the 2017 Eagles analogy earlier, and I'll say it again. You know, they had a great team around Carson. Carson played great. He got injured. Foles played great. And the great team around him continued to play great. That team around Carson was better than this team around Wheeler, in my opinion, for sure. Because the hitters in this Phillies team, there's weaknesses. There's a lot of them. I mean, the guys you really count on as hitters, in my opinion, are really just Bryce, Schwarber, and probably Trey, and that's it. And that's not great. And that's where it is going to be imperative for the best of Sanchez, the best of Lizardo, the best of Ranger, and hopefully Nola reestablishing something. That, to me, that's the formula.
Would you agree, though, Joe, that the Wheeler thing, the thing that I think is makes it even tougher is the fact that, you know, in a seven-game series, you know you're going to get two Wheeler outings where you're going to have a pretty good chance to win because he's probably not going to give up more than one or two runs.
Listen, it's a tremendous concern to lose Wheeler. I mean, I said it last week when I came back from my vacation and everyone was all pom-poms because the Phillies had won whatever they won, 7 out of 10 or whatever that stretch was. And I was like, guys, I just want to be clear. This was not a good week for the Phillies. I mean, I know they played good baseball, but they lost their best player. That was so, look, we'll see if they can rally. Gino, good news is the Eagles won without Carson.
Yep.
The Braves won without Acuna a couple years ago. I mean, these things can happen. You know, even the Washington Nationals won a World Series the year after losing Bryce Harper. The freaking Tennessee, John, you remember this, Tennessee Vols won the championship in college football the year after Peyton Manning. So, like, you can have odd things happen and still win. But it's a challenge, Gino.
I think just getting owned by the Mets is what's really annoying me.
I know.
Because it's just, you know, anytime you're getting owned by a New York team, it's doubly annoying.
I know. Gino, give me an answer for something like me losing to Fritz, which is so obvious at the beginning of that race yesterday. For Adam Sandler tickets, what else was obvious quickly?
So something obvious quickly. 1997 Masters, his first Masters, won by 12 strokes. I think it was pretty obvious that Tiger was going to be one of the greatest to ever play the game and live up to the hype.
That is a great answer. That is a really great answer. I think, I may be wrong about this, but I think that was the first tournament that he was a pro. I think.
96.
Yeah, it was 97.
97, yeah.
It was the spring of 97 or the summer of 97. I remember, I think it was like May of 97.
Yeah, well, April, May. Is
April,
when
yeah,
April,
the Masters, usually. Yeah, exactly. I think it might have been his first appearance as a pro. All right, so Radiothon rolls on, and of course you can be part of this at EaglesRadiothon.com. We remind you that the Radiothon is a multi-day auction. It goes through 5 o'clock tomorrow, presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation, offering opportunities to bid on exclusive Eagles and 94 WIP experiences, game day experiences, packages, autographed items, and more. And bids can be placed through 5 o'clock tomorrow at EaglesRadiothon.com. Check out the website in order to have the opportunity to bid on the items. Let's welcome the executive chairman and owner of First Trust Bank, of course, presenting sponsor of the Radiothon and trustee of the Green Family Foundation. Mr. Richard Green is in studio with us again. Richard, it was great seeing you last year. Last year, the team won the Super Bowl. We're hoping for the same level of success again. And we certainly want to thank you, sir, for your massive, massive role in the Eagles Radiothon.
That ring right there.
Oh, you got
Joe.
A ring?
Richard's got the ring.
He's got a ring.
That is some serious.
He's got a ring. Richard. Good morning, Richard. How are you, pal?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. So, Richard, it's great to have you here. We also have, from the Eagles, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. She does an incredible job. Ryan Hammond running this thing, not just today, but year-round. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. I mean, look at Richard blinding us with his bling.
I mean, that is
so impressive.
That is something. I don't know. Was Taylor Swift's ring bigger than that yesterday?
I really don't know. All I know is that the ring comes with a coupon that's good for 3 chiropractic adjustments.
Wow, well, about that. How about that?
Yeah, heavy. You're going to need it, around.
That's it.
I like it. I like the back-to-back. How about a buy one, get one free, a BOGO right there. Let's get another one this year. So, Richard, let's talk about what's going on here with the Autism Foundation and today in the Radiothon. I know for you and First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation, very important, longstanding supporter. Tell us why it's important for you and the community and First Trust Bank to get behind this great initiative.
Well, First Trust Bank is a community bank in Philadelphia. We're Philadelphia's hometown bank and the Bank of the Eagles. So we always want to support where we can what the Eagles are doing, and they support us. So this issue with autism is national in scope. It's a national problem. It's about 3% of the population, plus, you know, the kind of the collateral issues related to the families that are involved. So it's a big issue nationally, and it's a big issue with my staff. It affects some of our clients, and it also affects some of the people that I'm privileged to work with at First Trust.
Yeah, well, we support you and applaud you, I should say, for your support for what you're doing for it. Richard, there's also an item. So, you know, there's so many different items today. There's the, I said earlier, Goff with Charles Barkley and Jason Kelce. No, it was Goff with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce at Trout National. There's the Super Bowl, tickets and that whole experience, including airfare and hotel rooms. But, Richard, another item going on right now, and this one currently is a bid of $3,000, is the First Trust Bank Touchdown Terrace Experience. This is for the Eagles-Lions game in mid-November. And this will involve two tickets to the game and all sorts of, you know, unique opportunities in connection with First Trust Bank, one of which will be an autographed replica Saquon jersey. Phenomenal item that we'd encourage people to bid on right now.
Well, please do.
I mean, it's Saquon jersey alone. That's a big one. You get the tickets to the Eagles and the Lions. By the way, this was the game we all wanted to see last year. We never saw. Now we were happy when we didn't see it because it meant the Eagles had home field advantage in the NFC Championship game. But for like 4 months, we thought this was a freaking collision course.
I think so.
And now, I mean, you're attached to a big time mid November game, which Richard could have number one seed implications for this coming season.
No doubt about it, and it does not. I don't think that this season will be any different than last season in terms of Saquon exploding into the season, through the season, all the way through. 2,000 yards last year doesn't mean 2,000 yards is impossible this year.
No, he could do it. He really could. Ryan, tell us if you can some of the other items that maybe we haven't touched on today and some bids that are, you know, open for people to check out right now.
Yeah, we have some breaking news. Jalen Hurts' item was added and he will do a reading of his children's book with some parents and up to six children at the NovaCare Complex. You'll get a tour. And
that's great.
Just an opportunity to spend time with him is incredible. And especially in his element, he wrote this book. He wants to share it with others. And we just think it'll be a magical experience. And then a new item, which I'm so excited about as a Pelotoner, Peloton Jen Sherman is going to host two guests with Sidney Brown in New York City Peloton Studios, where you'll travel up to New York. You'll get to go to the Peloton studio, take a cycling class with Jen, who's a huge Birds fan, so I'm sure she'll give you some shout outs. Sidney Brown will be with you. He's an incredible athlete, but we just think, like, again, that'll be another unmatched experience. And, you know, we started this initiative in 2018 when we won the first Super Bowl, and here we are. We raised over $40 million since we started. And just like the expectations of this season, it's for us to continue to grow and increase because every single dollar is donated to autism research and care. And we couldn't do it without partners like Richard and his leadership and generosity with their amazing item, but most importantly, the fact that you two are just ambassadors of the cause for us, connecting with the community, challenging them to raise money so we can text to give, we can buy a t-shirt, make a donation, but most importantly, we can change lives together.
Yeah, that's great. And of course, one of the items, John, is for our show to be on the road somewhere. It could be. It's typically someone's business. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for the day for like
room, right?
I want Bob.
Yeah.
I want Bob in Northeast Philly to say
porch.
I want this show in my, like, I'll sit in your recliner, dude. Like, I'll do the whole show from Bob's recliner in Northeast Philly.
Poolside.
Listen, they should bid on your remote broadcast and Landon Dickerson mowing their lawn.
How about
and they
that?
Can like have the broadcast and watch Landon mow their lawn.
That's a great idea by Landon.
I mean, you know, inside track, I think Jason Kelce might be bidding on it.
Oh,
he did tell me he was very excited about
that
item.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He's got more moolah than the average person, so he could drive that thing up. So, Richard, tell us with the upcoming season. Obviously, it has not been since 1975 that there's been a repeat champion in Philadelphia sports. It really could happen this year. The team is primed, got a great opportunity. What are you excited about for the upcoming year?
Well, I think last year you asked me if I was excited for the coming season, and I think I said, "Well, if you have a pulse, you have to be. You have to be excited." It's really not too different this year. Obviously, the better you do, the tougher the schedule, you know, in all ways. But
that's for sure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
But we're certainly Howie's built a hell of a team, and I don't think he's quite done yet, but I think we're certainly going to be highly competitive, and if things go, you know, we stay healthy, I think things could be.
I love it. Well, Richard, thank you for being here today. Again, executive chairman and owner of First Trust Bank and the trustee of the Green Family Foundation, presenting sponsor of the entire Eagles Radiothon. Richard, good luck to the birds and Eagles Radiothon. Everyone, again, check out all the items at EaglesRadiothon.com. Richard, thank you so much,
well,
sir.
Thank you very much.
And Ryan, thank you.
Ryan, you do a great job.
And by the way, thank you, sir. And let me say this. This was an awkward one for me.
You're supposed to acknowledge him, at least, you know? I mean, come on.
Swift doesn't talk on the
He's
mic.
He's just sitting there hanging out. You're like ignoring him the entire time.
You know why, Seltzer?
He's freaking Swoop, man.
He's blocking my view of you. He's in the way. I mean, Swoop, if you move over, I can see
Swoop has his noise canceling headphones on.
Hey, buddy. Swoop, give me five. Great to see you, man.
If I could just say before I go, I want to thank you guys for all of the work that you do. On behalf of Eagles Autism Foundation, it's terrific, and we know that nothing can galvanize a community more than your local sports team, especially the Eagles, to do some good, collective good.
Thank you, sir. It's our pleasure to be involved.
Okay.
Thank you. Richard Green, Eagles Autism Foundation. Check it all out, EaglesRadiothon.com. All right, let's go right on back to the phones. Talk to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Mark, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Joe and guys. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic, buddy.
Listen, the Phillies. I went crazy last night.
Yep.
And John, I don't know if anybody picked this up or not. And if you already mentioned it, I apologize. A top of the six, two outs, two guys on. Turner comes up. What's he do?
Remind me. I'm getting confused here.
Swings at the first pitch.
Yep, okay.
You're down two runs. Top of the seventh, the inning begins. Schwarber swings at the first pitch. Then Harper comes up, down two runs, swings at the first pitch. So that's three batters, the one that ended the top of the sixth and the two that began the top of the seventh, three pitches, three outs. You're down two runs. Yeah, you know, Bader did bail them out, right,
sure,
later in the game.
Sure.
But what's my point here? This has happened all year long with this team. All year long. Joe, you just mentioned a couple minutes ago the offense is weak.
Yep.
Can it be better? Can the offense be better? Can the approach be better? Or are we going to get in October and we're going to hear, well, that's baseball?
So, Mark, so let me tell you this. I actually think it's a lot less about the approach and a lot more about the effectiveness of the players. Let me give you an analogy. Yesterday in the run versus Fritz. Now, I'm not saying the Phillies are this bad. Clearly, they're not offensively. But I had essentially no shot in that run. I could have trained. I mean, I did train. I did. There's nothing I couldn't have won. My point is, I don't believe Castellanos will ever again be the Cincinnati Reds Castellanos the year before he got here, 300 batting average, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs. That guy's done.
I understand that. I get that.
So, like, I just think there's only so much you can reasonably hope that they can do offensively is my point.
But I mean, in a game against a pitching staff that has been really bad, the Mets have been awful.
Yeah, they have.
The approaches. How many times did Philly strike out last night?
Well, I don't know a number off the top of my head, but yeah.
It's double digits, right?
I mean, it probably was. I mean, I don't know the answer off the top of my head. I will tell you this. The Trey thing that you brought up, that one doesn't bother me as much. I mean, I hear you on the two-run thing, but it's an opportunity to drive the ball. Look, a lot of times you're going to get a fastball to start an at bat. He's had a very good offensive season, not exceptional, but very good. And you know, a lot of times with two on and two outs, that's a first pitch drive the ball opportunity because the pitcher is typically not going to nibble when there's already two on and start throwing, you know, junk pitches and theoretically load the bases as you get to the heart of the lineup. So I can't tell you that
Joe,
one bothers me.
Joe, the Mets pitching last night as a whole, on a scale of 1 to 10, was like a 2 or 3. They gave that game to the Phillies over and over again, and the Phillies couldn't take it. And it happened the night before, too.
Listen, Mark, your call is very interesting and thought-provoking. Give me an answer, buddy. In honor of me getting crushed by Fritz, and it was obvious quickly, what else was obvious quickly?
Can I just say one thing about your basketball game against Fritz?
Yes.
He taller than you?
He's, probably 4 inches taller. I'm about
5'10".
He's probably 6'2".
He's tall.
Would you call him 6'2", John?
Yes.
I think he's four inches taller than
me. Maybe even 6'2.5".
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know how your perimeter game is, Joe, but you're going to have to attack the rack.
Yep.
You're going to have to attack the rack. I don't know if you have any post moves. Take them down in the post, drive to the middle, drop step opposite. Work on that. That may help you out. What's obvious, and I don't know if this was said, Saquon Barkley coming into the Eagles last year. It was obvious he was going to have a great year. It was odd with that line and his talent.
Interesting. All right, Mark, I'm going to write that down. I think there might have been a better way to put that, that it was obvious in the Packers game, week 1, that he was – primed for, like, I will say this. I had some, not doubts that Saquon would be really good when he got here, but I didn't know he was that fast until he had that one run against the Packers. I remember he ran up the middle and it was like an acceleration booster. I don't know if you guys remember this play. There was a play where it just, like, he looked like he was just on a different speed than everyone on the field. And I just remember watching that game, and to me, that was when it was most obvious. But anyway,
I wasn't worried about Saquon being too bad. Fast enough, I was.
Well, I didn't know if he had been banged, you know, all the injuries.
I didn't know if he was going to be able to hold up for an entire season. And man, it seems like this guy's such a pro. He's ready for everything.
Yeah. No, he's unbelievable. All right. Let's go back to the race yesterday and how it started, because it is funny how quickly it was essentially over. I mean, this is ridiculous how soon into announcing it that Joe Giglio defined it as basically over. Listen to how it started yesterday. Joe was on WIP announcing the race as he was watching the video monitor, and here's what went down.
They are ready to roll. So it looks like they are shaking hands. I see it.
Somebody pulled a hammy.
They're shaking hands. They are on the starting line right now, and they are off. You know, guys, look like I saw a little false start there, but they are off and Jack is dusting Joe right now as they go around the first turn. Guys, I can't even see Jack in the same screen. They can't
Jack
keep these two on the same screen.
Camera work is a little pathetic.
Not great, I have to admit. Unless Jack falls over here, this is going to be a rout.
I'm telling you, Jack had something to prove. Jack was taking that out on you yesterday.
I agree with that.
Jack was saying things just like, hey, you know, I've been hearing about how out of shape I am.
Yeah.
You know, just like things in passing. Hey, maybe it's the oaf terminology. He was offended. And he made you, he wanted you to know he was taking this seriously.
So I agree.
Might have poked the bears, I think what John's saying.
But let me
go a little far with your. You were going to be like Mr. Humblehammer the whole time, Reverend. You couldn't help yourself with the oaf and the boba.
I'm just saying, though, it might have hurt you. It has grown into something where he really is diverting his energies into getting in better shape.
You asked me yesterday, like, did I just thought he wanted it over. Like, now I think Jack wants to beat you.
He tried.
Yeah.
He was ready to go for that race, man.
But James, do you think I will win?
I think you're better at basketball.
You think I will win?
Well, wait.
Yeah, I think you'll win.
Why? What makes you say that?
Because I don't think Jack plays basketball.
Sort of like a tennis situation?
Yeah, I think Jack can win basketball. I'm not saying, like, I think this is a real toss-up. I would put you, like, 53-47. Picking it, but it's really close.
So you say
I think Joe plays basketball. Jack doesn't, but I think the Jack's athleticism
Joe
and youth.
Plays basketball? Like
he's
Joe
played basketball his whole life.
Basketball.
Yeah, but I haven't played like games in a long time.
No, but like Joe cares about shooting and dribbling and like doing that stuff. Like he
I'll say this. I do some crafty stuff.
I'm sure you do. Like again, I think Joe can play basketball. I don't know that Jack can, but I think Jack is in way better shape and he's way more physical and whatever.
As Chris Webber, I really do think
it's a toss up.
As Chris Webber once said, I'm amphibious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
You guys remember that?
Yes.
All right. I was trying to say ambidextrous. Use both hands. Let's listen to something Spike said because he ripped me in multiple ways yesterday. And let's listen to Spike.
Here's what I want to say about Joe's effort today. Joe's effort was pathetic today. And Joe, the thing that Joe did afterwards, which I thought was, again, this entire time, Joe has done this thing where he acts like he is being gracious, but he is really being self-centered and obnoxious, is after the race, which he lost by a significant margin, he went over to the microphone with the speakers and was the first to speak afterwards. And basically, he congratulated Jack, but it was just to tell everyone, I don't really care about this one. I'll see you playing basketball. So, like, every time somebody calls Jack lazy or quitting or not caring, I want you to realize that Mr. Athlete in the Morning there showed up today and did not show well. They did not try his hardest.
Did not show well.
Yeah. Like, I thought.
I actually thought he was just jogging around.
Yes.
The track.
Jack could have beaten him backwards.
Yeah.
All right, there's a couple different things in there.
True.
Let me start with
this. Is it the funniest part that they were the ones calling Jack lazy and quits?
Yeah.
And all? Is that I just was confused there
so
for a
second.
So
the thing about the microphone, let me just address this reality. And this is full candor. I grabbed the microphone to address the crowd because I felt so bad that the crowd traveled to see this thing and it was over in 90 seconds, really over in 10 seconds. Like, I actually wanted to just give them a little interactive entertainment because people are getting ready to leave. And I'm like, hey, guys, thanks for being here. By the way, congratulations to Jack. I mean, I wanted to acknowledge, because people traveled for this thing and it was over in 10 seconds and I felt bad about that. So here I do. I thought a kind gesture to address the crowd, John. Spike has an incredible ability to twist things around. Kind gesture. I compliment Jack. I address the crowd. I thank them for being there. I get criticized for it. Oh.
Did you run your hardest?
Not at the end, because it was over.
I don't think you should have. There was no reason to.
No.
I told you from the beginning not to even run hard. Like, this was over.
All right, one more thing. I want to play one more piece of audio of the guys in the afternoon, because Spike continued to rip me.
And if you're going to talk about athlete, running is pure athleticism. And we saw right there what Joe doesn't have. He doesn't have any pure athleticism. I felt bad for his coach there. You know, his coach, a very nice man.
Great guys.
I asked him. I was
like,
two
coaches.
Oh, he had two guys?
Well, apparently hired two, but only one showed up.
Okay. All right. So it was, he is the track coach at St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, he kind of gave off the vibe that it was going to go a certain way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think he had much confidence.
Well, I said,
into camera.
I said, Joe's like running style. How do you fix that? And he's just like, bah, I don't know.
How do you get him to lean forward?
Yeah, he looks like he's going to fall backwards.
It is not a good running style. Let me say this. Same thing I said after
How many coaches do you have for this round?
In hoops?
Yeah.
To be determined. To be determined. But let me just say this.
It's not the coach's fault.
Yeah, I said it after baseball. Let me say it again. Yes. So number one, thank you to Coach Cockenberg from the prep and Coach Bonnie from Penn Charter. Number two, not their fault.
God could not have gotten you ready for this race.
And by the way, because of my trip, you know, over the last couple weeks, I had very limited time with him. I was with Coach Bonnie for maybe 10 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
It didn't matter.
You could have had 5 years with Coach Bonnie and you would have lost this race.
And by the way, do you know why there was only one of my two coaches there? Take a wild guess. Take a guess.
Because they had to teach because it's a school day?
Well, that's part of it. How about the fact that we didn't even know where the race was going to be until, like, I don't know, 14 hours before the race?
That's a problem.
So, like, you know, that was kind of an issue. All right, Twitter poll questions of the day. Lane Johnson coming up shortly. Twitter polls brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Were you surprised by how easily Jack beat me yesterday in the race, yes or no? Second poll question. Which radiothon item would you rather be the winning bid on? Is it the Super Bowl tickets, which maybe would be an Eagles game, maybe not? Or Goff with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley at Trout National. How about that? Both good options. All right. Lane Johnson with us next. Phone calls on all of it on 94 WIP.
Hey, baseball fans. Want to boost the odds on your next MLB parlay? We'll take the field with a parlay boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Log into your BetMGM account to receive your token, then place a parlay on any MLB game and apply the token. Just make sure to bet up to the minimum stake, odds, and legs specified on the token. If your boosted parlay hits, you'll score a bigger payout. So if you're feeling good about your parlay, just log in to your BetMGM account today to claim your MLB parlay boost token. Step up to the plate for your chance to score a bigger payout. Join the excitement all season long at BetMGM. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.